People don't usually watch live theater on TV monitors, but fans of Christina Hamm's work, they totally did. Cinema. Where you gonna run? At its sold-out run at Park Square Theater in St. Paul, Hamm's play about the singer Nina Simone broke box office records. Some people even watched the play on the monitors in the theater's lobby because they couldn't get tickets.
It moved and hit so many people in such a profound way. I had grown men crying on my shoulders after seeing the show because they were so moved.
That's Christina Hamm. She's a local playwright who had a breakout year in 2016. Four of her plays were performed on local stages. Her play about Nina Simone is set in 1963, just after the bombing of the 14th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. The bombing killed four African-American girls.
And that event was when she wrote Mississippi Goddamn, which she considered to be her first protest song.
Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn.
The bombing was a turning point for Simone. She started writing political songs and became active in the civil rights movement.
And it kind of sent her down a trajectory that she didn't go back to in terms of just being an artist, but always combining those two roles for the rest of her life.
All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me.
While some of Hamm's work is inspired by history, she's not trying to be a documentarian. For instance, this Nina Simone play is set in Alabama in the ruins of the bombed-out church.
In reality, she wrote Mississippi Goddamn in her home in New York. But there's something more visceral about actually seeing her in the space of the ruins, struggling to write the song. So in a way, it's like a Black Greek tragedy.
Hamm spends a lot of time doing historical research for her plays. But then...
eventually, like, that goes by the wayside, and then I just write the play, and I never look at the research again. And for me, that's really important because I'm like, whatever it is from that information that stuck with me, then those are the important things that I need to be talking about in the play.
Hamm, who's 46, has been writing plays for well over two decades. But back in college, she actually started out studying journalism. Then she realized that most journalists don't get to break big stories like the 1970s Watergate scandal.
The things that I wanted to do that I thought Woodward and Bernstein did, I'm doing in my playwriting. Like getting to the bottom of things, getting to the bottom of stories, like finding stories that people aren't talking about and putting those on stage.
Right now, Hamm's researching a trilogy about how Irish playwrights helped influence Black theater in the United States. She's also just started a three-year stint as the playwright-in-residence at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis. With all of her success, you'd think that Hamm would want to move to New York City, or maybe make her way back to Los Angeles where she grew up. But Hamm likes it here for one simple reason.
It's cheap. Gas is cheap. Gas is not cheap in L.A. I would spend 4 hours a day or more in my car. And 4 hours, that's writing time for me.
Still, she hasn't forgotten Los Angeles. Her next play is a noir that's set in her hometown. The year is 1965, just after the Watts riots. Hamm's main character is a Black woman, a private detective, who, like Hamm, is trying to get to the bottom of a complicated story. For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.